Hi, thank you for tuning in to another fun episode with your favorite Mouska Moms, Jen.
Hey!
Lori! And Juliana, that's me. We are still in the midst of a busy spring break at Walt Disney World. So in this day of social distancing and no fast passes yet, lots of people still heading to Walt Disney World. We wanted to give you our must-dos for one of our very favorite theme parks, Epcot.
Woohoo! Yeah, Epcot!
Yeah, so Epcot's a great park, right? And so we just want to talk about some of the highlights that you'll want to hit if you, in fact, have to prioritize. Okay, Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, viewer and listener. I thought you were saying you had to leave. She's got to go to Epcot, folks.
I know. I got the Epcot mug. I had to do it for the Epcot episode. All right.
I do. All right. So what's in that Epcot mug? Is it the Mouska cocktail, Lori?
Yeah, sure. So Mouska cocktail and Epcot. We're not just doing one. The entire Epcot is a Mouska cocktail.
I read somewhere that food is the fifth Disney theme park.
Yes, essentially.
And it's located in Epcot.
And it's located in Epcot. And every Mouska cocktail is located in Epcot. So we're not going to choose one. We'll talk about drinking around the world and have we done it. I think everyone's seen some lives of us doing it. Gets a little rough around America. It's just what it is.
It is. It's especially fun to do it during a festival. I like doing it during non-festival times because I feel like during festivals, I want to drink the specialty cocktails that aren't there all the time.
Yeah.
But those cocktails that are there all the time are really good. So either way, you're not going to miss. And drinking around the world can happen. And you can take your time doing it because in between that, you're going to be doing some of our other must-dos. So give it a try.
I cannot do it.
No.
God bless all of you. I'd have to share with somebody.
Well, it's good when you're traveling with other adults because then you can share and you can taste things. And you can pick and choose, I guess. You can choose your favorites. But
I was going to say, plus some of them defeat. So like Norway doesn't really have a cocktail per se.
Right.
So you grab the school bread and you move on and you get your tipsy ducks in love in China.
Right. Right.
And
so we're not talking about like a fraternity pledge here where you must have something from every country, like, but making your way around and
do it.
Picking the things that you really want, maybe. I don't know.
I have an excellent guide to drinking and snacking around the world where I have it paired, like each country is paired with my favorite drink and my favorite snack from each country. So you could pick and choose that way. But definitely
drink it all.
The fifth theme park and you should definitely not neglect it.
Yes.
No. Yes. No. There's a lot of good things to drink around the world showcase. Just not grandpa.
No.
Just not grandpa. Don't do it.
Well, all right. So that being said, Epcot, we're in Epcot today. Epcot is the largest, one of the largest of the theme parks in terms of your walkable space. Although I think that in this theme park, there are the fewest number of attractions, that doesn't mean that there isn't a lot to see and do. And so you still need a strategy for conquering this park. And that is what we're about today. And we're going to give you our tips and tricks on the things that you absolutely must do when you're there and you're trying to navigate these higher crowds and just get in what your priorities are. So I know with theme parks and all those discussions, rides are a big concern for people. So let's do that one first. So what are your must-do rides and attractions in Epcot, girl?
I love Soarin'. Yeah. It's just perfect for me. I don't know. I love Soarin'. It's not exciting. It's not fast. It doesn't have a whole lot of high tech anything, but I just love it.
Beautiful.
It's so cool.
It is. It's a cool ride.
It's a good one. It usually has a pretty long wait. But I don't know. I've never had an issue getting on even without fast passes.
You can time it, right?
I was going to say, you just time it. When everyone enters the park, they're either heading to Test Track or Soarin', and that's just what they're doing. So if you time it, you know, I think the line goes down a bit around 10 or 11, depending on when it opens. You know, I think so too.
And I think that brings us to my must-do. My must-do is Test Track.
Yep.
I just, you know, I have the older kids and they like their thrill rides. And this is one that I like to just get out of the way first thing in the morning. Because number one, this one breaks a lot.
Yeah.
So if you don't get it first thing in the morning, you're just playing a game of Russian roulette. And this one, you might not get to ride it because the wait times are going to get really extreme. And it does. It breaks a lot. And
I will say it's a really cool ride at night, though. I love it at night.
It's a very cool ride at night. But if we're prioritizing it as something that you must ride, then just get it out of the way early in the day. And then it would be a bonus to do it again at night also.
Yep.
It's a fun one. It's fast. It has all those factors for a thrill ride that people like. It's fast. You get to design your car, although you don't get to do that right now during COVID, right?
No, you don't. Cool. So mine is the opposite of fast.
Yes.
If you've watched my lives, it's Nemo. I have a love-hate relationship right now with it, but I have to say I miss it right now. I've probably been on it 20 times in the last couple months. But I have really come to appreciate it. It's a really cute ride. Them intermixing the graphics with actual aquarium and sea life is really cool. And then the part we always bypass because we are in such a rush is the entire aquarium once you get out.
Yes.
It's really cool. They have dolphins in there. They have huge aquariums and fish and sharks and everything else. So, and of course, they had Turtle Talk. Hopefully that comes back because you could do that.
I love Turtle Talk.
Yes.
Love it.
Turtle Talk's amazing. They just have a lot going on in that pavilion. So I feel like it's a ride, and then you have Turtle Talk, and then you have the aquarium side of it. So I love it. Nemo does not get a wait time, so do not do this at the beginning of the day. I am forced to every time. Don't make my mistake. So, but it's a really, really good ride, no matter the ages. It's just a cute ride.
It is really cute. I got to ride it with Logan.
You did get to ride it with Logan.
Isn't that funny? All right. Well, let's move on to the next one, which is a really hard one because, again, our fifth theme park is the food, and Epcot is where that's located. So your must-do snacks. If you only had the budget for one thing in Epcot, what would your snack be?
I don't do well with budgets.
Sorry. This is a very hard exercise. I think of all, so this is our last one because we've done all episodes on all the other theme parks. And this is the hardest because I think the three of us, I mean, we love Epcot so much that it's really hard for us to narrow things down that are
I can't. All right, you go.
Every trip, I have to get my school bread.
School bread's good.
I feel like if I don't get school bread from Norway, did I really go to Epcot? So that's going to be my pick.
Juliana.
It's hard. Well, if I can't say a drink again, because I'm pretty sure I answered drinks for Hollywood Studios.
We're already drinking around the world. It's hard, right?
I don't know.
Does Lori have one? She does. You have
mine. Mine's a country. It's just France. Yeah, well, mine's. I need France. I need the pastries, the breads, the cheeses. That's my jam. Right, all right there. If you can just give me a plate of pastries with bread and cheese, and yes, I'm healthy.
Favorite in France. Get one.
No, because I feel like they change depending on when you kind of go. Like, there's not, like, the eclair is always there, but I feel like the other ones kind of change.
Have you had the macaron with the ice cream?
It's the raspberry one, right? It's not my fave. But we still get it. I think just France in general, like it's a priority every single time for us to get a snack. Like if a festival's not going on, we will snack in France.
You have to do the crepe cart.
Yes.
That's what their answer would be. Yes. They really do Epcot if they didn't get a crepe.
Yeah. So it has to be France, and it kind of, if we're in our dessert mood, then we'll get that. If I'm like, no, I want bread and cheese, then we'll go and get the fresh bread and the cheese and call it a day. But it's France. I can't go further down from there. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Does the fish and chips in the UK count as a snack?
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
You'll allow that. I think that would have to be the answer. So we'll go with that. Mostly because I'm saying it's a snack, but it would actually be a meal for my kids. So I get to knock two birds out.
Can they have that beautiful spot to sit and eat it?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I can get a beer and they can have the fish and chips. Also anything in Mexico, like the empanadas are a delicious snack, or the tacos. Yeah. Like I really like that. But then there is also a brioche ice cream sandwich. You can't. I'm sorry. So I'm moving on. There's like a brioche bun, like stuffed with ice cream.
No.
Like a brioche ice cream sandwich. Is it? I think it's in the UK. No, it's in France.
It's in France.
I've got to look for that. It's hard because when I go next week, it will be a festival. And so
you get stuck with festivals. I mean, that you eat festival food.
Yeah.
Oh, how horrible. That is terrible. I feel so bad for you.
Yeah.
However, the good thing is that I'm stuck with a festival with six people.
Yes.
Lots of tasting.
Other like regular stuff.
That's nice.
Not just nice stuff.
All right. I gave you a whole country, meal and a dessert. Okay.
How about photo ops at this park? Where do you have to have your photo taken?
Mine's in front of the Epcot ball, which is now called the Bouncy Ball. Yes, it is referred to in my family as the Bouncy Ball.
The bouncy ball.
So we always get a picture in front of the Epcot ball every time. Sometimes majority of the time it's at night. As we're leaving the park, it's like our last photo.
I love Spaceship Earth at night with the lights on it and the blues and the purples.
Gorgeous. Yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous. So yeah, that's ours. And now it's just called Bouncy Ball.
That's a good one. Juliana, what's yours?
That bridge by Italy is so cute, right? Yeah. Like that one. I like that one a lot.
They put Figaro in there with us.
I know. It's so cute. It's a cute spot. There's that one. And then there's the bridge where you can see the Eiffel Tower in the background too. Is it the same bridge just from the other side? It is the same bridge from the other side?
Yeah.
I'm not certain in my head. It must be.
I think so.
Maybe not. Again, listener, let us know.
Maybe it's the bridge heading over to the UK.
I think so. It's UK over to France, right? Yeah. And then you can see that one's cute too. But I agree with what you're going to say, Jen. I like yours a lot as well.
I like mine a lot too. And I like this location for fireworks too.
Mm-hmm.
We like to get our picture in front of the big gate in the water from Japan. Because if you look through the gate, Spaceship Earth is behind there too. So it's kind of, especially at night, because the gate is beautifully lit up, and then you see the purples and the blues from the bouncy ball.
Bouncy ball.
So I love that. It's really pretty. And then every country, like there are beautiful spots in Canada. There are beautiful spots in the gardens at the UK. There are beautiful spots, of course, in France there. And now with like the Ratatouille sign, adorable stuff. So this one's huge for food and huge for just beautiful photo.
I just realized nobody put Morocco on here.
Moving on.
For your favorite photo spot, Morocco is beautiful. It's a big pavilion too, isn't it? It's large.
Very large pavilion.
So
let's move on to the
site. What do you like to see? I like, okay, so I think Epcot's a great park for hidden Mickeys.
Yes.
So can we count those as sites? I really like to try to find them.
Again, we need to do a virtual tour. I think this would be a really good one for really cool hidden Mickeys.
Yeah.
By the way,
that's got some neat ones.
If you've been listening for the last couple of episodes, that's like 17 virtual tours we're planning at this point.
Stay tuned.
There are good ones. Like, I love all those, especially for when we're talking about episodes like this, where we're just focusing on those few must-dos and we're just focusing on the things you really need to see and slowing down the pace a little bit to enjoy things. Those are the kinds of things that you now have time to enjoy, all these hidden gems and Easter eggs and hidden Mickeys. And so, yeah, you're right. There are a lot of really cool ones in the World Showcase.
There are.
I don't want to give them all away. I found them all, by the way. Found all of them.
All of them. Yeah.
But I don't want to make y'all feel bad. I don't want to take the fun from you by telling you where they are. So we'll save it.
I think it's fun and you take it away. I don't know what that means.
Okay. I don't know what the heck she's talking about.
I don't know. We're moving on to my favorite site, which is Canada. Yes.
Canada.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know the words. Do I have the theme right, though? The
you
song?
Do. You do yeah. know your sing. Okay.
Why? Everybody liked it.
I'm not editing that part out.
She's not.
All right, so back to Canada. Canada is amazing. I will be honest, it took me a long time to appreciate the rest of Canada because I never actually went up the stairs.
Who encouraged you to do so, Lori?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering who encouraged you to check out your country.
Yes.
Random stranger. So some random stranger told me to go back and check out, you know, all of Canada. And I think the majority of the time I didn't because there's all those stairs. And yes, they have ramps, but I think always pushing strollers and double strollers, I was like, ugh, no. And I just never went back. And
I think a lot of people make that mistake. And that's the one piece of advice that I'm always telling people is that if you are just touring Epcot from the perimeter and just walking around the lagoon, you are missing out.
Yes.
There's so much beautiful scenery and just like glimpses into the culture if you go actually into the back of these pavilions and see it. And thank goodness for that stranger who just
Go up the stairs, go past the totem poles, go in the back, you'll see a gorgeous waterfall. It's super pretty. We now get family photos back there. I met Jen's parents in Canada. I mean, so many memories.
Canada.
And she's doing it again.
All right. Yeah. So what about, did you answer, Jen? Did you give your
favorite site?
Mine is in general what I just said. Like my favorite sites are further in pavilions. And my favorites, I love Canada, but I think my favorites have to be Japan because they're beautiful gardens. And that's the same reason why I love the UK. And
I think China's beautiful.
They're all beautiful.
They're all beautiful. Yeah, they're all beautiful.
World Showcase. Pavilions. Go deep. Dive deep.
Go deep. One? Got it. What's that?
Did you give one?
Yeah. What did I say?
I don't know.
The old ladies can't remember what I just said 10 minutes ago because I didn't write it down.
Yeah. Well, moving on. We're losing it, kids.
Yeah.
So moving on to our must-do traditions. Is there anything that you guys must do on your trips to Epcot?
Did I give one?
I don't think I gave one.
Whatever. I agree with all of you. Okay.
Moving on. All right. So must-do tradition for me is Spaceship Earth, otherwise known as Bouncy Ball. My kids. The ride. Like they love pressing the buttons and doing their future and the entire ride, and you cool down in there. It's just it has to happen every single time.
Their picture up on the screen at the end.
For their pictures up on the screen. So it is, although it is a ride, we went through rides. This is a must-do tradition. We have never gone to Epcot without doing this ride. So
again, if you're slowing down in Epcot, the things, like you said, the whole thing after Nemo in the seas, like all the things in Future World after the ride, there are all these cool educational places that if you just stick around for a few minutes and explore, it's like no other theme park. It's amazing. No. And you can, and like you said, with at the bouncy ball afterwards, they can do little things with their futures. And then I don't know if this is still there, but wasn't there like the color thing? It was like, oh, help me out, guys.
Figment has their after show part that's closed down right now, but they had like music and colors. And
yeah, it's just and it's,
everything there.
It's just super neat. And like, so you see so many families just rushing right through that stuff.
Yeah, no.
And I think it's really neat.
Yeah, slow down, pick things that you cannot miss. And yeah, this is just one. It's, I think it too had the full, you know, when Walt was building, you know, Epcot, he wanted it to be about the future, and he wanted to be about building, you know, the future and building towns of the future. And I feel like this one is just the iconic of that. So I know eventually they're going to have to redo this one, because there are times I don't think that little, but it's going to make it up the track. Sometimes it bumps a little and I'm like, oh, you're old.
They were supposed to close it down.
They were to redo it. And then they stopped.
It's on hold for now, but
yeah, it does need it redone. It stops at, you know, the building of, you know, a home computer. So I think we need to move on a little bit from there. But I love it.
A little since then.
And it's like, educational. I told my kids, they learned all about history going through social studies history done.
If you can read this, thank the Phoenicians.
Yes. Thank the Phoenicians.
So we don't want to forget you again.
Yes.
I apparently don't have deep enough thoughts, but one tradition for us is also in Spaceship Earth, and we always have to ride so that my husband can point out Think and the IBM slogan and the whole, because you know, it's all over the computer, the first computer. So we can be like, look, kids, because our listener might not know, my husband has worked for IBM for 26 years. So he's very, very proud. He wasn't there when Spaceship Earth was built, but he likes to pretend that he was.
That's such a dad thing to do.
So we always have to point it out, and my kids always have to roll their eyes and be like, we get it, Dad, IBM, woohoo. And then
that's that. Right. So our prediction is that on every trip, even if we only have 4-day tickets and there are 4 theme parks, we do Epcot twice. It's our favorite.
Yeah, Epcot's the reason we do park hoppers.
I was going to say, it's a strong case for the park hopper for that one. I hate the fact that people are like, you know, there's nothing for the kids to do here. It irks me to no end.
We spent 2 full days. Forget, we don't get the park hopper. We spent 2 full days at this park. And
we will,
like, we've done one more. In fact, I think in this trip, we have 6 park days, and I think we're going there 3 times. We just really
like it. There's just so much to do. There's so much we didn't touch on. These are just kind of the must-dos, but that's why people spend multiple days. And I don't go there without going to Epcot and Magic Kingdom. But Epcot is just, it needs to happen. I think it's the park I most visited to in the 3 months. But, you know.
Yeah.
And I think we have a podcast episode in our future about things to do there with young kids.
Why it is okay to take them.
It's coming, because it really does irk me when people say that, because it really is one of my kids' favorite parks now. So yes. All right. So
you can really good? Yeah, you can really relax in Epcot too. So yeah. I think you know, for us, Epcot is one of the reasons why we prefer the Epcot area hotels as well, Boardwalk and Yacht Club and Beach Club. Not only are they fabulous hotels, but because you can walk to Epcot, we like to do park hoppers make a dining reservation for one night. But overall, in our Mouse Tip, I'm going to tell you that I would suggest, actually, if you're only doing one day in Epcot and you don't have park hoppers and you're not staying nearby, don't make dining reservations at Epcot. All of the restaurants are so good and you can't go wrong. And like I said, we get park hoppers. Just try to say that fast. We get park hoppers just so that we can make dining reservations in the evenings if we're leaving another park early. But if you're just doing one day, don't make a dining reservation and just eat your way around the World Showcase. Just snack through the day. Everything's good. As we've said before, it's especially true during the festivals. It's especially fun during the festivals. Go with a ton of people. It won't break the bank. You'll all be able to try different things. And it's just so fun. It's like one of my favorite things to do. So yep. That's the Mouse Tip of the day. Skip the dining reservations here if you only have one day and just snack your way through.
Absolutely. Yes. All right. So thanks for spending another episode with us. Let us know what your must-dos are in Epcot in the comments. We'd love to hear from you. Thinking of heading to Walt Disney World next spring break, the rates are out. So please contact your friends at Kingdom and Cruise for a free quote. And for the latest news out of Disney, don't forget to visit our blog, MouseKamoms.com, and join our group Facebook at Disney Planning and Chat by Mouse Moms. I think that's it. We'll see you later, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.